All right, all this talk of smoke and weather and things like that, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Before we talk about the smoke, it is important that you were talking, you love that song, Beach Baby.
Yeah.
I think the most appropriate song, ladies and gentlemen, at least for maybe the next couple of weeks, is going to be the Hokey Pokey. And why do I say that? Because, Marshall, you put your left knee in, you put your left knee out, and you shake it all about. Are you able to do that yet?
There's nothing. My knees are fine. My left knee, my style, right now, I take two Tylenol a day. That's all. And my left knee, when I get up in the morning, it's a little sore, okay? But it's sore where the injection was into the bone. And yes, I don't have an ACL, so I can't do anything athletic or quick moves or anything like that, because I can't wear the brace yet because it's still sore on that side. But the left knee is fine. And what's the matter with me? My intestinal tract is just totally flummoxed from the anesthesia.
Yeah.
It's a daily basis. I had to leave work early yesterday. I'm only going to be here for a very short time today. And it's just a thing that you have to get through. I've always had bad experiences with recovering from anesthesia or even taking painkillers. But this has taken the cake. You know what I had to eat yesterday?
I bet you a slice of toast.
No. Well, yeah. And then I got incredibly sick. That's why I had to leave early. So I haven't eaten anything today. Yet last evening I had a half a baked potato. Just a baked potato, not the skin. That's it. And my system is still up and down this morning. Once I get past that, it'll be fine. But my knees, the knees are fine. But you know what? There's worse things to complain about. I could have had a full knee replacement surgery, and you wouldn't be speaking to me yet because I'd still be in hospital. So you got to remember, today is Tuesday. It's less than a week,
right,
since I had this procedure done. Less than a week. That's amazing.
Well, I'm glad that is on the mend. I wish I could say the weather is really not terrible today, but there will be smoke around from the forest fires in Canada. Sun and clouds today, 85 to 90. Tonight, a thunderstorm in the low 60s, and then back to partly sunny and 80 for Wednesday. Another front approaches, with showers and storms developing Thursday, 75 to 80. And back of that, partly sunny, a drying breeze Friday, 80. Sunny, pleasant Saturday, right around 80. And then Sunday will get hazy and more humid with some afternoon thunderstorms and the highs back into the 80s. And by the way, Sunday is already August 1st.
You know, talking about those forest fires out in Oregon and in Canada, yesterday the sky was actually brown here. Brown. And the smell was just absolutely amazing. And even this morning, coming in, you could see it already. You could already see it, and the air quality index for our area is terrible. And I put up on our page, on our on-demand page, the image that was taken yesterday afternoon of the smoke from the fires. You know,
right.
where the heaviest one of the heaviest concentrations is? Right over us. Right over us. It's amazing when you look at it that it just follows the wind patterns, of course, from west to east, and it's just settled in right over us. It's amazing. I've been saying all morning, people that know anybody that have breathing problems, that have asthma, they should get out early in the morning, do what they have to do, because when the sun comes out, it makes it even worse with the heat. So, you know, you just have to be very, very careful with this, because until a front goes by, really, the smoke's going to be with us off and on.
Right, and there will be a stronger front going by Friday. So hopefully that will clear things out. Tropics are amazingly quiet, so that's why we haven't been mentioning that. So we keep it nice and quiet there. And I have to tell you that I called my propane company yesterday. If you were with us yesterday, folks, I was telling Marshall and our listeners a story about the smell of propane in my cabin this weekend. Usually, when it gets down to the bottom and the tanks get empty, they produce this odor so that you know that the tanks are empty and you have to refill. I asked a guy yesterday if that was the case. He said, yeah, it'll be a slight odor. And I didn't want to say to him, well, this is not a slight odor, but nevertheless, he's sending somebody out there today to fill it up. And I said to him, I said, and if we still have the problem, I said, I could arrange for somebody to meet one of your guys and go inside. He goes, no, no, no. I said, excuse me. He goes, we're not licensed to do any work inside. I said, oh. I said, only outside? He goes, that's right. We could check it outside. He goes, but if you have to smell inside, then it's not outside. It's inside. I says, could it be my refrigerator? He said, oh, yeah. I said, and what happens if it's not my refrigerator? Then take this number down. You could call a plumber, and he'll come. So I never met a service that is selling something like propane gas that tells you if you get a smell. Let's say I was a full year-round resident. I have a smell of gas in my house. They're not going to come in to check that out, but they're going to refer me to a plumber. Crazy. Have you heard of anything so silly?
No, because we had a smell of gas outside the radio station about a year and a half ago. Slight smell of gas every now and then. So finally we called our propane company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They came over and said, good catch. There's a slight leak in one of your copper pipes out here. So they shut everything down, and the propane company fixed it. Fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
And they checked everything from the inside out.
Yeah, and
they
you see?
And they fixed it.
So I guess I'm with the wrong company, have huh, Marshall?
It just sounds like terrible service.
Yeah. So anyhow, they're going to fill it up today. My friend David's going to go into the cabin tomorrow to see if the odor's still there. If it is, when I get up on Saturday, I'm going to shut the refrigerator off. I'm going to leave the gas going, shut the refrigerator off. If the smell continues, then we know it's a leak. If it doesn't, then we know it's the refrigerator, and that means I already had that refrigerator repaired once. I'm not going to do it again. Last time I repaired it, it cost me $500. And that was a few years ago because it's 20 years old. So if it is the refrigerator, they started about $1,600 at Home Depot because they are propane. I just go to Home Depot, order a new refrigerator, come in a couple of weeks, and that'll be the end of that.
Yeah, it's something you can't fool around with. That's the whole
thing.
No
way.
And that's why I'm so amazed that your company seems so nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pat. Well, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Well, continue to feel better, and I'll see you in the morning.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pigato this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.